AB2HX has mobile.
N4ZLK mobile.
Hey, morning Shane, how are you?
I was taking a pause there while this lady that's been on my tail for a while, she pulled out of her house right behind me and she's been pushing my tail for a while. I knew she was going to pass me. I'll be late for work. Anyway, I'm good.
Man, where are you? You're noisy as anything.
I'm coming into Nakusville between Pumpkintown and Nakusville. The repeater was real noisy last night. I don't know, you sound fine.
Yeah, I just left my house. I'm dropping my car off at the detail shop today and having to do a little scrubbing on the interior before I trade it in.
Ask you if you're getting a new one detailed already.
Oh, no, no, the new one, what we did was we signed up for that car wash down there on 29 in Greer here in front of the Walmart. It's like $25 a month. You can run it through as many times as you want. You know, you can go every day if you want. A week or once a week, I'm going to vacuum it and wipe it down. No, no. Well, my car, if I'm using it in my business, it's got all kinds of crap over it, you know.
When you live in a vehicle, it's crazy what happens to it and how bad it can get without you realizing it every day.
Dirt, you know, red clay and stuff that gets inside, you know. It sticks to everything.
One thing we've been blessed with down this way is red clay.
I have to keep things covered, you know. I cover my seats and I got the whole, the trunk space, if you want to call it that. I got that, you know, I got that rubber mat back there. But still, you know, you put the, you know, like the pads that you nail down on the dirt and stuff. You throw it in the car and then all that crap gets everywhere.
Yep, I got these. From when I bought this truck, I got those fitted floor mats, rubber floor mats for the front and back. And try to clean the seats off on a regular basis. They're leather seats, so I'll try to keep it fairly clean. But just looking at where I, you know, where I prop my arm, and I'm like, goodness gracious. It's just terrible, you know?
Yeah, but you don't use your vehicle like I do, you know? And I won't have leather seats in a work vehicle. No way. I mean, we got leather seats in the Subaru, which are really nice, you know? I mean, we have the wipes at the house. You wipe the leather down from time to time, but no, I'll never use it like I use it here.
Not a work vehicle either. There's a difference. But anyway, well, how was your last vacation there? Did you have a good time?
Oh gosh, yeah, we always have a good time. Yeah, it's not too often that the wife and I don't have a good time with whatever we do. Heck, we can drive around town and have a good time, you know.
Very good. It wasn't a Comic-Con cruise, was it?
No, 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 nothing like that. It was just a normal cruise. We were on the one of the largest celebrity ships that they had. I think it was the the Apex, on the Celebrity Apex, which is a huge ship, ship. And then now we're booked on the Mardi Gras, December 12th, with a bunch of our friends. I mean, there's going to be probably a dozen or so going on that trip.
Fun. I've been on, I love boats. I've been on different sized boats and never been on a cruise. I don't know that Beth was too interested in it. Which is fine. I would probably do it. I'd probably enjoy it. I don't know. She's just not interested in them.
It definitely takes quite a bit to get used to. I'll give it that. You're kind of captive audience unless you get off at one of the ports, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. You know, everybody's different. And I don't mind. I don't feel like I'm missing out, you know, because I haven't been on a cruise. I could take it either way. I'd probably enjoy it, but I come into town and I think, look at all these people. So imagine being on a large cruise ship with all those people. Like you say, you're kind of captive, can't go anywhere.
The really worst time is the initial boarding when you're like fighting for elevator space to get to your cabin or, you know, drop off whatever luggage or bags you're carrying on. But other than that, I mean, sometimes you don't see the same people twice. You know, the boats are so big, or, you know, people fall into whatever routine they're going to do.
I'm sure is there activity 24 hours a day?
On the celebrity cruises, not really. Not really. On the carnival cruises, yeah, they got them going into the wee hours of the night, because the carnival cruises are basically the party barges, you know. So, yeah, no.
Yeah. Maybe stay away from them.
Celebrity cruises, only because it's a slightly older hotel, and you don't have all the clubs and all the bars you do like on the other cruise lines, on the party barge, you turn the corner, there's another bar or a club or something.
To Vegas two summers ago, or was it last summer? Not this past one, but.
Got super, super noisy. It dropped into a pit somewhere.
Yeah, a minute ago, too. I've got running 25 watts, so it's definitely conditions today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, anyway, let me get going, Shane. I'm just about where I have to be. I will catch you a little later, my friend. Have a good day. N4ZLK, KB2HXS.